Yes, World Superbikes at Phillip Island this weekend. He's got a bit of a, well, he's a, been around for a long time. He's a star, and he's got himself a wild card ride down there. We thought we'd have a chat with Josh Brooks. G'day, Josh.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, really well. Excited for this, mate. Have you had much, over the course of your career, done much at Phillip Island?
Not in the last few years, anyway. I won the Australian Superbikes in 2005, and then since then I've been overseas in Europe racing, and it's like 11 years or something of being away. But a couple of those years was World Championship, in the World Championship category, so I raced at Phillip Island, and last year I was again in the World Superbikes, and got to race at Phillip Island. But I love the track and wish I could ride there more often, actually.
I was about to say, how do you rate Phillip Island as fast, you know, those big, fast, flowing corners compared to, say, is there another venue in the world that sort of ranks up with it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of tracks that have a corner that's similar to Phillip Island, but it's the whole nature of the circuit complete that makes it unique. And, there's not another track that's exactly like it, no.
The Yamaha, back to it this year after having great success in 2015, winning the British Superbike Championship. I guess that was an easy decision given the disappointment of last year, Josh.
Yeah, well, I mean, the decision to go to the BMW we raced on last year, it wasn't mine. It was more of a corporate thing.
Right.
It's to do with sponsorship and political reasons within the team. So, I wasn't disappointed to go to the brand, but we just didn't have the success with that bike that we'd had the year before in the British Championship racing the Yamaha.
Mm.
So, when a friend of mine, an ex-racer himself, Dion, suggested he wanted to buy that bike that I won the championship on, I tried to help him organise the deal because the bike was in the UK. And then he suggested that that I should race it as a wildcard at Phillip Island. And at first I was thinking, oh, this is too big a task. You know, just a couple of guys in Australia going together to try and take on the world, in motorcycle racing is a pretty dumb idea. But we often don't do things in motorbike racing because it's a good idea. We do it because we love it. And so I agreed. And, yeah, we got the bike in from the UK and all the parts, sourced all the parts that the bike originally had when I last raced it and tried to make it exactly as close as I could to how it was the last time I rode the bike. And here we are, running around at Phillip Island to see how it fares up against the World Championship guys.
We're chatting with Josh Brooks, who's going to be in action at Phillip Island and the Superbikes this weekend. Josh, motor racing across all its forms about a couple of things, speed and money. It's an expensive business, whether it's four wheels or two wheels, and you're sort of funding your own campaign this year. That must be terribly difficult to find the money and then compete against the big brands.
Yeah, I mean, the average budget that a World Championship team uses to go the full series is over 2 million euros. That's what they list as being, the basic budget. And there's teams out there that are up around probably 10 million euros per season. But, we're just doing one round. So Dion, has paid for most of everything. He's bought the bike and all the major components, but there's just so much work that goes in. I've done as much as I can myself. I'm very hands-on. I've got years of experience with mechanical stuff from being involved in racing my whole career. And so you try and cover as many costs as you can, but it just blows out. As anyone knows, it's owned a motor vehicle. They're just expensive creatures to work with. So it is expensive, but we're trying to use up our sponsors and favors and everything you can to get it covered.
And you've got the GoFundMe campaign running at the moment, and I believe your brother Ben donated with a very supportive message. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, he's good with words. he jumped on and threw some in there. And I've got heaps of good support out there. That's the whole reason I went for it. I sort of put off having the GoFundMe thing. It wasn't something I really thought was a good idea, and I didn't feel comfortable asking for people and a friend of mine says, oh, you need to do it. You've got a great following out there that, you know, if everybody just, you know, 60-odd thousand followers on Twitter, you know, if everyone just put in 50 cents, that could easily cover, you know, the shortfall in yeah. what we had budget-wise. And I was against it, and I was like, nah. And then he said, look, I've followed you for years, and I've always wanted to support you, but I've never had the money to be a proper sponsor. And he goes, I've always felt embarrassed to sort of offer you what I can offer you because it's only a small contribution. He says, you know, you need to give people the opportunity. Not everybody's out there can give a lot of money, but everybody wants to support your racing and wants to see you do well. So,
yeah,
you know, you just give them an opportunity and you'll be surprised what will happen. And so, you know, with that encouragement, I thought, yeah, you know, give it a shot. We've got nothing, there's nothing else we can do, really.
Yeah.
All our sponsors have put in what they can, and we still needed that little bit more support. So it's been great. It's actually been a surprise how much support's out there. It's good.
That's fantastic. And we wish you all the best for this weekend too, and down there at Phillip Island. Great to chat, Josh.
Yeah, hopefully I can do something to justify the support everyone's put in. Hopefully it's a great weekend for all.
Yeah, terrific. Josh Brooks there, going to be involved in the World Superbikes down there at Phillip Island. If you want to get tickets to that, you can go to the website worldsbk.com.au, worldsbk.com.au. You can get your 3-day passes, adult singles, whatever you're after, they're all there. worldsbk.com.au.